This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Soybean cyst nematode is on the move, and every South Dakota county east of the Missouri River now has documented field infestations. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology State Specialist Madeline Shires reports the pest has also been identified west of the river.
We found it in Jones County and that kind of area. I believe we also confirmed it in Lyman County. So it's West River now and it's moving along. So it's really, really important that people be screening their fields for SCN, and if they're moving equipment, especially East River to West River, make sure that they're cleaning their equipment as much as they can so that they're not moving that disease to their other fields.
Soybean cyst nematode, also known as SCN, is a soil-borne pest which feeds on the roots of soybean plants, decreasing yields at higher populations. Shire states symptoms of SCN are often overlooked during the growing season, so the only firm means of identifying the pest is screening of soil samples in a lab. She states screening not only documents the pest, but can also reveal population density, which is key for management. For example, light infestations can be managed with simple rotation of crops, growing non-host plants like corn or wheat. Higher populations require more aggressive strategies.
They're probably going to have to do an approach of nematicides along with rotating the genetics, having very long crop rotation cycles as well.
Unfortunately, SCN resistance is breaking down. We'll have details on that tomorrow. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on the soybean cyst nematode.